State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Michigan has a big foster care system, the sixth biggest in the country. More than 13,000 kids are in foster care around the state. Many of them have a parent or relative in the system who feels just as trapped as they do. One solution could make this system work better, and it's one you might not think of. More lawyers. To see why, let's check in with one of the families we're following for the project. Vanessa Moss is the grandmother, and she has had it.
I really don't know what to do. I'm tired of crying. I don't want my grandkids in the system. And only thing I wanted to do for my daughter was to keep her kids all together.
Moss has had guardianship of some of her grandchildren for years. She stepped in because the children's mother has had serious mental and physical health issues. Moss has never gotten financial support from the state for taking care of her grandchildren, except for a food stamp allowance. She struggles financially. In October, she was evicted from her home in Oakland County. Moss moved into a hotel with her two teenage grandsons. She cashed out what was left of her 401k and was on the list for a new rental. Then, this happened.
This is Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I just wanted to let you know CPS came and removed the boys, had my guardianship revoked and moved the boys.
That was about 3 months ago. Moss left that voicemail after Child Protective Services removed her grandchildren. It would make more sense to call a lawyer instead of a reporter. But like many of the relatives dealing with the child welfare system, she can't afford one. She's on her own, and she feels outmatched.
But it seems like they can do whatever they want to do and get away with it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where my grandsons is going to go.
Her grandsons ended up in Lansing with another relative. Moss hasn't seen them since. She blames the system. Vivek Sankaran is a lawyer and a law professor who runs a child welfare legal clinic in Detroit. Sankaran says this deep mistrust is common in child welfare cases.
You're not going to change the child welfare system until you have parents and relatives viewed as partners in this process with the child welfare agency.
Sankaran has said for years that what could make these people more equal partners is a good lawyer working on their behalf. It might seem counterintuitive. All the lawyer jokes we've ever heard make us wonder how more lawyers could make anything better. But judges, sections of the Michigan State Bar, and parents have long said more lawyers are needed. Without them, Sankaran says, it's hard to know if the decisions being made, serious decisions about whether to separate a family or not, are the right ones.
And what I see all too frequently is that because of the lack of quality legal representation, that accountability doesn't happen, and poor decisions are made as a result.
In child welfare cases, parents are supposed to have lawyers appointed to represent them. But relatives, like Vanessa Moss, don't get a lawyer unless they can afford one, even if they're standing in for a parent. Sankaran says this leaves a lot of people feeling like they are losing in a type of court case where there are not supposed to be winners and losers.
What makes these cases different is everyone has the same goal in these cases. In the overwhelming majority of cases, the goal is reunification. It's to bring the family back home.
Other states have tried the approach of providing more and better lawyers. It's made the system work faster and brought more families back together. Vanessa Moss, the grandmother we heard from earlier, is still looking for a lawyer she can afford. It will be an uphill battle. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.